It's important that we learn the lessons so that we can be better prepared in the future. And it is in that spirit and with enormous respect for all of those who are affected that I'm here today. And I look forward to giving evidence.
He's facing questions about his decision-making when he was Chancellor. The PM's also defended not having a record of his WhatsApp messages. He told the hearing he's changed his phone multiple times over the years and any significant discussion would have been recorded by civil servants. Meanwhile, TV presenter Gary Lineker and Succession star Brian Cox are among the famous faces who've signed a letter calling for the government to scrap the Rwanda asylum policy. Throughout the day, different groups of Conservative MPs will meet to discuss the future of the scheme. A man has died after being stabbed at a block of flats in Liverpool. Police say the 28-year-old was among three people injured in a targeted attack in Toxteth yesterday afternoon. There's optimism about a possible deal on limiting emissions at the COP28 summit in Dubai. Delegates have been scrutinising the latest language on plans to reduce greenhouse gases as the conference enters its final days. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for negotiators to ramp up discussions.
Now is the time for maximum ambition and maximum flexibility. Ministers and negotiators must move beyond arbitrary red lines, entrenched positions and blocking tactics.
New research suggests Gen Z are more likely to opt for cheaper presents this Christmas, favouring confectionery over toys. Chocolate makers Cadbury's and Quality Street say they've had a boost in sales. And Sam Smith has been revealed as the most Googled celebrity in the UK. They beat Time Person of the Year Taylor Swift by 9 places. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Kat.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now the temperature is 11 degrees today. Sunny intervals and a moderate breeze. It's lovely out there at the moment, so go enjoy that winter sunshine while you can. Tomorrow, looking like a chance of rain in the morning and a little bit overcast tomorrow.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
And relax. I'm wearing my orange jumper today. It's really cool. I bought it, I think it's about 10 quid or 15 quid or something. I can't remember where I bought it from, but it's just... It's probably a little bit, you know, when you get all the fluff on the front, bobbly is what I mean. Yeah, it's very bobbly, but I love the colour. I love orange. It brightens up my face lovely. If I wear black, I look a bit witchy. I don't know why. It's weird, isn't it? I do actually, people said to me, well, you wear a lot of big, like, bold colours. And I used to wear a lot of black because being overweight, you think, well, it makes you, but it doesn't. You just look fat and you're wearing black. Whereas now I'm fat and I'm wearing orange. it doesn't really make that much. Nobody's going to say, oh my God, you know, you look enormous. Because if you do look enormous in an orange jumper, I'm going to look just as enormous in a black jumper. I don't want to wear black all the time. It's miserable. I wear jeans. The number one thing that I wear all the time, every single day, I've got loads of different jeans in varying sizes. I love my jeans. I love wearing jeans. Very rarely wear a skirt. It's too much. You've got to get tights on. And, you know, there comes a time where you just think, you know, if I'm struggling, I mean, I can just about get my jeans on in the morning. But if I thought I had to put a pair of tights on, I'd be like, oh, no. Oh, no. Support tights. That's why I can't wear any of those garments that hold you in. I mean, years ago, I'd have worn those, like, big knickers, you know, the ones that pull up and they kind of hold you in. Now I can't be bothered. Last time I wore a pair, I wore... and I did need them. I wore a thing that I bought from Etsy, and it was beautiful. It came in from Malaysia. It was really lovely, quite short at the front, but long at the back. And it's really out there. It's lovely, and I wore it for my niece's wedding with a pair of cream trousers. It's really nice, but my gut without support pants was just hanging around. So the support pants kind of smoothed it out. But seriously, during the evening, obviously I had to go to the loo. And you're trying to roll down because they're so tight, you're trying to roll them down. And then you're like in the bathroom trying to pull them back up and trying to put all your fat back in. It's horrendous. It's horrendous. And I can't do it. And I've worn support pants before when I've had like stick-on nails. Now I have them done professionally in Brentwood. But I used to wear the stick-on ones. And if you wore support pants then and you pulled them up, you'd like pull your pants up, you'd be like, well, my nails are missing. Because then they'd be trapped in my knickers. Because literally that's how, you know, there's a bit of, these women at the moment are wearing, a lot on TikTok, are wearing this dress, particular dress. I know my friends bought it. And it's a very skim dress in black. It's lovely. And she's quite shapely and it looks really nice on her. But again, I don't think I've got the energy to get into a dress like that. I've got the energy. There comes a point, doesn't it? You'll be laughing out there if you're like me. You'll be like, yep, I used to wear skirts. Now I can't be bothered to wear tights. I just can't be bothered to pull them up. And you know, pull them up, or you get the tights on, and then you've got the, you've got one foot round the wrong way, and you're like, what's going on? It's a very, it's a, I hate it. I just don't like it. You've got to buy good quality tights, I think, and also ones that have got some give, because it's not nice, really. Otherwise, I think I have got, I might wear a skirt this week. I don't know. I was wearing a skirt with a short skirt, my tights, and then my big black boots. The ankle boots, but you know, I don't know. I'm not really set up to. In fact, I did find a skirt in my wardrobe, but I held it up to myself. I thought, oh, I only bought that about 2 years ago, and it wouldn't go on. So it's gone in my going to the charity shop. That goes with a load of other stuff. Can't wait. It is Blue featuring Stevie Wonder with their version of Signed, Sealed, Delivered.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. Now I'm wondering if your love's still strong.
Time I went, said goodbye. Now I'm back, not ashamed to cry. Ooh, baby, here I am, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours.
Here I am, baby. Oh,
signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours.
Here I am.
does that sound okay to you? Sometimes I wanna say to you. Sometimes I wanna say to you.
Check out my interview with George Bone from last week. He came in and played live in the studio last Wednesday, and he's phenomenal. That is his track Valencia. He's also been on with Big Bakery as well with One More Time, so it's been a great year for George. He is based in Chelmsford, and independent singer songwriter, going to be absolutely massive. I know. I can't believe it. He's just amazing. And his voice. We did a little harmony, didn't we? Myself, Martin, and George in the studio, which went a little bit horribly wrong because Martin can't sing. And he brings people in. He's from MJ Media. So he says to me, I've got this fantastic artist. And, you know, he arranges and brings in a lot of Chelmsford artists for me. And I just did this thing where I thought I'd do a Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. And it all, you know, ends perfectly. It all sounds nice. So I didn't really give them too much of a, you know, too much of a chance. And then we got this. Are you ready? Here we go.
Now, I think me and George might be okay, but I thought we would do a little Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. That'll be your thing, okay? So we're doing like a little harmony thing. So I'll go, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. You know what? Now you know why I do what I do. Anyway, here's the weather.
Oh, that was really funny, actually. It was just like Martin, to be fair, did give it a little bit of a go, but he sort of just lost the tone a bit, didn't he? Well, the tune, I think. He lost the tune.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
deep for me. Pray love is deep for me. I'ma make you go weak for me. Make you wait a whole week for me. I see you watching, feeding. I know you want it, scheming. I know you need it, drug lord. You want it on you, don't I know? Give me love, I need some too. Do you want this? Like it wants you. Know that booty gon' do what it want to. Can't hit it one time, multiple. I know you see this red, red, red on me. Now come and get hot, 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 hot. 20, 40, 80 out the trap. Hit it with the rap, put it on the map. We'll be right back. Call me when you wanna get hot, 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 hot. 20 Montana with the racks. I be P on my bag, double G's on my dash. You be, I'm bad. I'm bad. Call me when you wanna get hot, you can't get no higher than this. No. Love don't get no higher than this. No, no. Grind, boy, you know I grind. When I pull up, this change your mind. Your mind. When I step on the scene, they can't wait to back it up. Your ex still a dope, but it ain't crack enough. I'm supplying my man, I'm in demand. Soon as I land, just know I roll with them goons. In case you start acting familiar, this kind of love. Big business, whole slab. But I you can't get no higher than this. No, cause love don't get no higher than this. No, no. Grind, boy, you know I grind. When I pull up to change your mind. Your mind, when I step on the scene, man. Can't wait to back it up. Your ex still a dope, but it ain't crack enough. I'm supplying my man, I'm in demand. Soon as I land, just know I roll with them goons. In case you start acting familiar, this kind of love, big business, whole slab I kill for. Know that booty gon' do what it want to. Can't hit it one time, multiple. I know you see this red, red, red on me. Now come and get hot, 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 hot. 20, 40, 80 out the trap. Hit it with the rap, put it on the map. Then we right back. Racks, I be pee on my bag, double cheese on my dash. You be, I'm bad. I'm bad. Where you wanna get?
How are you feeling on Monday? Feeling tired? Not where you feel tired. I feel a bit tired. I had loads of sleep. Oh, I tell you what I had last night. I had some Vietnamese pork balls. Very delicious. They had a bit of palm sugar, a bit of rice vinegar, garlic, ginger. I can't remember what else was in there, actually. Really lovely. And you serve them with lettuce and some little bit of noodles. But they're very... I wasn't that keen on the noodles because they feel a bit... I don't know, a bit sticky for me. But anyway, you just wrap it up in the lettuce leaf and bite into it. It's like a Vietnamese dipping sauce. Oh, wow. I could have eaten loads. They were delicious. And you don't need them with like anything, no carbs really. Lovely. And also I had some Vietnamese prawn rolls. You know that kind of, they're like, it's very thin, like, what you'd roll up with like a pancake or something, but they disintegrate. So you put them in water to loosen them or make them a bit see-through. You have to take them out, otherwise they disintegrate. And then you wrap it up. But they're very, very light. Very, very nice. I enjoyed that. I thought I'd just share that with you. I'll try and dig out the recipe. Vietnamese pork balls. Really nice if you want to start something different for Christmas, you know, like a little snack or something at Christmas. I'm salivating now. That's because I've got a load of pork mince to use. I want to get in. Pork mince. I think it was on special offer. Whenever I see things like that, I go, I'll have that. I'll put it in the freezer. Normally stays in there about 4 years, to be fair. Here is Cameo with Word Up. Word up, word up, word up, word up. We've got a beautiful Christmas song coming up next from Ashley Slater with Christmas Lullaby. It's beautiful.
Like that.
Beautiful. That is Ashley Slater with Christmas Lullaby, an original tune there from Ashley Slater, and you will find him online. All the links are on my Eat My Brunch page on Facebook, or you can find me at Eat My Brunch on Instagram as well.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Now, a quick update on that naughty Brook Street roundabout, and let's have a look. It is now cleared. Drive around it to your heart's content. So no problems there. Heading up on the A1023 into Brentwood is clear. Always a little bit busy around Wilson's Corner. If you're heading down from Brook Street roundabout towards Lakeside, if you're doing any shopping outside of Brentwood, that is clear. Up to the M11 as well in both directions, no issues. And the A12 up to Chelmsford is running very smoothly. Can't really see any major problems on the road. Temperature traffic signals due to gas main work on Mercier Road at Brookside. You've also got, let's have a little look here, temporary traffic signals on Brookside at Glenmire. Can't really have to see any other problems on the roads. It's looking pretty clear. More traffic and travel coming up in an hour. Can't even get my words out. I've had my chocolate biscuits. I brought in two tangerines to remind me of Christmas, and then I went for the chocolate biscuits. Just found this little bit of a nugget. Let's have a look. This is terrible. This is the world we live in, okay? Over in Venice. I'd love to go to Venice. Have you been? I'd love to go. I don't want to go when it's too touristy, though, but I'd like to go to Venice. Just to have a look, you know? Anyway, all that film, Don't Look Back. Do you remember that? Have you seen it? From the 1970s. Creepy and all. Yeah. It's about a little killer dwarf that wears a Red Riding Hood thing. It's weird. Anyway, moving on. Tourist flips a gondola after refusing to stop taking selfies. We're in these times we live in. Footage of a group in water has widely been shared on social media. No one was hurt in the incident, and the group was said to have dried off nearby. But basically, they fell off the boat, but they were still taking selfies as they capsized. So they didn't stop. They didn't put the phone. It flipped them into the cold canal. Onlookers filmed Saturday's spectacle, and footage of the drenched tourist clinging to the boat went viral, but they were still trying to take pictures of themselves and video while they were clung to the boat on the social media. I mean, you've heard lots of stories where people have been standing on tall buildings or mountains taking pictures, not looking, and they've died, basically fallen to their death. And you do have to be careful. You do have to be careful. I took pictures of my cake at the weekend and my coffee. I don't know why. I'm going to post that, and I might just do, why did I take a picture of my cake and coffee from the weekend? What was the point of that? I don't know. I keep doing that. I keep taking random pictures of food, and I don't know why. Why would you do that? I mean, if you thought back like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and you said, I've been out the weekend, I had some cake and coffee, and your mate would go, yeah, that's fine. And now you go, I had some cake and coffee on Saturday. There it is. I don't think you're mad. Or when you used to send off your holiday snaps or something, and they come back, and there's a picture of a fish or something, or fish and chips. What's going on? I don't know how we've turned into this world, really. It's all to do with the press, isn't it? No, it's not. I'm just trying to tie in with this song. Here's Lady Gaga with Paparazzi.
We are the crowd, we're coming out. Got my flash on, it's true. Need that picture of you. This photo of us, it don't have a price. Ready for those flashing lights. Cause you know that, baby, I'm your baby's fan. I'll follow you until
That is the Eagles there with a witchy woman. Now, somebody who's not witchy, but she's listening out there is Alison. Hello, Alison. She'll be doing exercise of some sort. Always. She's always doing like sit-ups or press-ups or whatever. But she's very fit. Used to be an ex-gymnast as well. So she can probably do all the forward rolls. I would like, you know, when I was a kid, Alison, I always wanted to be a gymnast. But I was terrible. Back in my day, we had this thing called the horse, which is run, I used to run towards and then jump. My sister came with me to gymnastic club. And she just laughed because I ran towards it and then I jumped up in the air and landed on the horse on my stomach. Really hurt. And it was awful. In my little leotard. Oh, it's terrible. It's just terrible. I was just useless. Not very good at anything like that. But I wished I were. I used to love to be able to do cartwheels, you know, and things. You know, even to do a cartwheel if you're a gymnast, it's very graceful. I used to like the thing with the ribbon. I don't know what, you know, like the floor bit with the ribbon. You go with the ribbon. I used to sometimes just get a balloon and do that at home in the lounge. And my mum and dad had carpet that had kind of squares on it. And one of the, it was very unusual carpet. And I used to pretend that it was the beam. And I used to walk up and down it, sort of prancing around and jumping in the air. I don't know how gymnasts do the beam. I really don't. It's just like you miss it and then you're dunk, straight down. Or fall off. Oh no. I don't know how they do those back flips. Oh no. It's amazing. I do like watching gymnastics and I do like the tumbling. The tumbling now, the girls' gyms just, they just seem to go higher and higher and faster. There's some amazing gymnasts out there. I don't like the bit with the bars. Is it the bars? I'm not too keen on that. It looks really painful. I think there was one move, which is why it might be Olga Corbett or something, but they banned it where you jump and it's kind of freestyle in the air. I can't. Is it jumping off the top bar or something? I don't know. It's not something that I'd ever want to attempt. What's Alison saying? She listening? Alison's probably switched off by now. She's so bored. Yeah, well, let's see if she's exercised. She's probably sitting there with a glass of champagne. Probably. What are you doing? Oh, where are you? Oh. Yeah, we're arranging lunch. So she's just sent me. Oh, that looks nice. Oh, yeah, you can book that. She's still listening. She's probably not listening at all. 11:46. Well, I've got, you know, it's coming up to Christmas. I've got people to see. I've also got to do a lot of shopping this week as well. As I said, got to get the Christmas. I'm panicking. I just haven't really been. It's coming around so quick. Christmas.
I'm flowing to you like water. In my body, swaying side to side. I'm focused in on the moment. All the lights of diamonds in the sky, yeah. And I finally see myself like you set me down to time. Time to see myself, 'cause in the dark, dark.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
It's a good thing tears never show when the pouring rain. As if a good thing ever can make up for all the pain. There'll be no last chance, I promise to never mess it up again. Just the sweet pain of watching your back as you walk, as I'm watching you walk away.
Needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference.
Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas Tree Recycling Service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now, after the news, we'll be having a look at the fattest places and towns in the UK. Obviously, can't include Brentwood in that. We can't have that. But it's too easy, isn't it? It's because food's everywhere. It's plentiful. We don't have to go out and sort of forage and search food anymore. And the cheapest food as well is always the rubbish food, the really awful food. We'll find out on the map where the fattest people in the UK are from. Well, I think we're becoming a little bit like, a little bit like the Americans, really. With our food, and it's because, you know, cheap food. It would be good if you had like your fruit and vegetables, if they were cheaper, then people would buy them. But if you can buy, you know, a meal or buy something you can put in the oven and it's relatively really dirt cheap, then that's what people will buy. Oh, hello. Here's Lenny Kravitz.
And I will promise you
Christmas from everyone at Phoenix FM.
Every Monday, 8 till 10 p.m., tune into my show, Turn It Up with Vixter, playing you the latest in electronic music, with updates on gigs, live DJ sets, new releases, and my track of the week. Turn It Up with Vixter, every Monday, 8 till 10 p.m., on Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.